Hey there, Dreamweavers. Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things sleep and subconscious calm. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're on top of the world, the next, bam. You in a dark tunnel of why me? Well, friends, let me tell you, there is a fascinating science behind how sleep or lack thereof can totally hijack our emotions. Think about it. Have you ever noticed that after a night of restless sleep, even the smallest thing can set you off? You spill your coffee and suddenly you're ready to throw in the towel on the whole day. Or maybe you wake up feeling extra irritable, taking out your frustrations on everyone around you. That's not just bad luck, it's science at work. Here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind and maybe explain why you sometimes feel like a walking emoji of drama. 1. Sleep deprivation equals emotional volatility. It's like trying to run a computer with outdated software. When we don't get enough shut eye, our brains struggle to regulate emotions. The amygdala, the part responsible for fear and anger, gets overstimulated, making us more reactive and prone to negative feelings. 2. The power of the prefrontal cortex. Now picture this. Your prefrontal cortex is like your brain CEO, the one making logical decisions and controlling impulses. But when you're sleep deprived, it's basically running on fumes. This means those impulsive reactions take over, leading to regrettable choices and emotional outbursts. 3. Stress hormone surge. Ever notice how a bad night's sleep can make you feel extra stressed? That's because lack of sleep triggers a surge in cortisol, the stress hormone. High cortisol levels keep you feeling on edge, making it harder to cope with everyday challenges and leading to heightened anxiety. 4. The dopamine dip. When we sleep well, our brain naturally produces dopamine, the feel-good chemical that keeps us motivated and happy. But when we're sleep-deprived, dopamine levels take a nosedive, leaving us feeling sluggish, unmotivated, and even depressed. Talk about a mood killer. 5. The cycle of chaos. Here's where it gets really interesting. Emotional distress can actually lead to more sleepless nights. It's like a vicious cycle, folks. When we're stressed and anxious, it becomes harder to fall asleep. And the lack of sleep then exacerbates those feelings, making things even worse. Think about the last time you had a night where you tossed and turned all night. Did you wake up feeling more patient? More able to handle that stressful email from your boss? Probably not. That's because our emotions are deeply intertwined with our sleep patterns. Here's an example. Picture this era. A busy marketing manager has been working late nights for weeks, barely getting any sleep. She feels constantly on edge, snapping at colleagues and struggling to concentrate. During a client meeting, she accidentally sends an embarrassing email with the wrong attachment. She's mortified and blames herself for the entire fiasco. But here's the thing, Sarah was operating under extreme stress from lack of sleep. Her emotions were amplified, her judgment clouded, and she wasn't able to think clearly. It wasn't just about a silly email, it highlighted how sleep deprivation can seriously affect our professional lives and personal relationships. So, what are we taking away from this? 1. Sleep is non-negotiable. It's not a luxury, it's a fundamental need for both physical and emotional well-being. 2. Prioritize your sleep hygiene. That means creating a relaxing bedtime routine, avoiding caffeine before bed, and ensuring your bedroom is dark, cool, and quiet. 3. Be kind to yourself. If you have a rough night, don't beat yourself up. Just try to get back on track with your sleep schedule as soon as possible. Remember, you are the CEO of your own life, and taking care of your sleep is essential for leading a happy, productive, and emotionally balanced existence. So go ahead, make sleep a priority, give your brain the rest it deserves, and watch those positive emotions flow. And that's a wrap for today, Dream Team. Don't forget to hit subscribe, share this episode with a friend who needs a good reminder about the power of sleep, and join me tomorrow for more insights on navigating the wonderful world of sleep and subconscious calm. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.